You know, we do our day in history every day to bring you these moments in our American and world history. And we are reigniting something we started during Black History Month in February. And we're really happy we can do this. Lisa Crawley is going to be joining us, and she's joining us today. She is the Resource Center Manager at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum, bringing us these moments out of the Black history of Maryland, African-American history in our state, in our city. And Lisa, welcome back. Always good to have you with us here.
It's wonderful to be here, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, I love this. So here it is, March the 10th, 1784. Who is the Reverend David Smith?
It marks the birth of Reverend David Smith. He was a local AME pastor. He was born a slave in Baltimore County. He was later freed by the sister-in-law of his owner. When he became involved in the Methodist Church, his owners didn't approve of his involvement in the Methodist Church. They were ardent Catholics.
Oh, that's interesting.
They actually threatened to sell him. They told him that he was going to be sold south. And his owner's sister-in-law found out. She arranged to have him purchased by another slave owner. Upon that purchase, she then took him down to the court and arranged for his freedom papers. So from that point on, he was actually free. He became an itinerant minister in the African-American Methodist Church, and he documented in his biography a lot of the early church activity here in Baltimore City. He talked about Daniel Coker and how he began a free school for African-Americans here in Baltimore City. He talked about the fight for emancipation here in Baltimore City and basically how the church was organized. And because he traveled so much, he talked about the Black community in Philly and all the other places where he traveled.
Did he write a book?
He did write a book. It was a biography of his life, and it was published in 1881. So what's interesting was because he was born early enough to have known people like Richard Allen, but yet he lived well into the middle of the 19th century. So his biography covers a huge chunk of 19th century history of Baltimore and of Maryland.
Fascinating piece of history. I love this. Lisa Crawley, Resource Center Manager from the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
And so that was This Day in Black History in our state of Maryland. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andrea Melton. To hear the show again and podcast any of our past shows, and find out information about our guests, the work they do, what they've been writing, visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And you can also listen to and download our podcast on iTunes. For Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.